First things first, here at 10 past 1 on XX1090, it is time to go out to the Corky's hotline. He, of course, needs no introduction here to Charger fans or football fans anywhere. LaDainian Tomlinson is good enough to give us a couple minutes here, and we always appreciate that. LaDainian, great to speak with you. This is Darren Smith. How are you?
Hey, Darren. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. We've been sitting here doing, as you can imagine, an awful lot of talking about you guys this week. I don't know what level of looking back you go to on moments like this, but how tough of a week has this been?
It's one of the most toughest weeks I've been through. Just the disappointment that you go through, and you know, just only time will kind of heal us of how we feel right now. So.
And it's such a different thing for you guys, because during the regular season, if you lose in week eight, what do they always say, about 24 hours to celebrate a win or get over a loss? The end of the season, it's got to be such a different feeling than anything you can prepare for the 17 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, because you got so much longer to wait till you can get back on the football field, kind of redeem yourself. You know, during the year you lose, next week you'll be right back on the football field. And these are always the most toughest games to lose in the playoffs because, your season is over and the dream dies,
What went wrong? I mean, we've tried to figure it out. I don't know if you can put a finger on it there, LaDainian, but is there something or one or two things that you've thought about maybe more than some other things this week?
I tend to get the team, our opponent, the most credit, because, they had a lot to do with the way we played. It's obvious, we haven't played like that all year long, and to play like that on the number one defense in football, I attribute that to what they did.
You said afterwards their defense was perfect. Could you give us a little more on that? What did they do specifically? As good as they are statistically, what were they doing? What did that mean when you said they played a perfect defense?
Well, they knew that they was going to attack us. I think they realized that we're a vertical team and like to go down the field. So if they can get to Phillip before we're able to throw the ball down the field, then, it will be in their advantage. And, I think that's the way they played the game.
Did you feel going in that you guys were a good matchup for them?
Yeah, I did, because I figured, we'll be able to pick up their blitzes and be able to hold up in protection and give Phillip time to throw the ball down the field.
What's the best emotion? I mean, I think people that have known LaDainian Tomlinson throughout the years obviously can hear and can understand the disappointment in his voice. What's the best emotion right now to describe it? Because I'm sure there's a bunch of them with a lot of different factors contributing.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Is this is it in any way, shape, or form different than, let's say, some of the way the seasons have ended in the past in the playoffs?
No, not necessarily. I don't think it is. You feel the same way. You replay the game in your mind, and you feel terrible because, like I said, you have to wait a long time to be able to get back on the football field, and so. It's pretty much the same, but I think this one may be a little more, just hard to deal with because I guess I felt like this was the best opportunity on this team that I had to, win a championship, and I felt like this was the best team that I've been on.
Did you feel also like in any way, shape, or form this might represent the last chance that you'll have in this uniform?
At the time, I didn't allow myself to think about it. Obviously, after the game, I have, thought about it, and, it could very well be.
Well, you know, if and it's so soon in the process, I'm sure the sting of the game is still top and highest priority. But when you think about that this week, you know, there's a lot of people, LT, who you, I'm sure, have heard who have said, you know, it's a foregone conclusion that you have played your final game here. Do you feel that to be the case?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to speculate on that. But, you know, I think it would be a blessing. You know, either way, you know, as much as I've been through, it will really be a blessing.
A blessing to come back or a blessing to go on the road or to go someplace else?
Either way, I would look at it as the same, you know, because one way I get taken out of a situation and then another way I get left in some guys that I really enjoy being around.
And I think that's a question a lot of people are wondering about, and we're talking to LaDainian Tomlinson here on XX 1090, is whether or not, given the system or given the way this team has changed a little bit offensively, would you like to come back here? How much would you like to come back and play for the Chargers?
Well, I can't really answer that right now, you know, just to be fair about it, you know, I need to give myself a little bit more time to be able to really say.
Sooner rather than later, you think, though? I mean, it's you know, you're not the 45th guy on the roster, as you well know.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, sooner than later. But at this time, you know, I'm not at the position where I can, you know, say.
How do you, when you're leading up to that game, I mean, is it something that you just block out, or is this something that's been on your mind here throughout, you know, I remember the Giant game, you talking about maybe the last time, and has this been something that's been on your mind? How much have you thought about it during the season?
Well, I think, you know, with that game, you know, 100% my focus is on that game, you know, and you know, it was just, the opportunity was so strong that I didn't really think about anything else. You know, there's different times throughout the season where you go through things and, you know, you wonder about certain things. And so it's obvious, you know, that's something that, you know, you think about. But at the same time, I still, you know, my job is to play football and focus on the things that I got to do to help the team win the game.
Talking to LaDainian Tomlinson here on XX 1090 LT, obviously statistically, I actually have thought that you have figured out ways to contribute on this team and get the ball in the end zone. I mean, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of a dozen touchdowns or so. But when you evaluate your own performance this year, what do you see and what did you think of the way you played this year?
Well, I think, you know, I did the things that I could. You know, with this team, with this team, this year's team, I felt like every year, you know, whatever this team needed me to do, I gave my heart and soul to it. You know, whether it was giving me the ball 350 times and giving it to me another 50 to 75 times catching the ball, I played my heart and soul out for this team. But this year, I wasn't asked to do that type of stuff. My numbers were as low as they ever been. And so I felt like I did what I could with this team.
So do you feel like you could have been used differently or that you were used correctly?
I'm not saying that. I mean, you know, the team presents itself how it's going to be used, you know, how they use players. And for this team, this is how it was used. I'm not going to speculate how I should have been used at all. It ain't my choice to do that. This is North Turner's team.
Okay, were you happy with the way you were used?
I mean, no, I wasn't. I wasn't happy. You know, I think that's, you know, no one's going to be happy with the least touches in my career. I mean, I don't know any running back that would be happy with that. And so, absolutely, I wasn't happy with not touching the ball hardly, you know, as much as I thought I would.
Talking to LaDainian Tomlinson here on XX 1090. Now, if you mentioned, I mean, it's a coach's league and it's a coach's decision. for a superstar player like yourself, is there an avenue for you to express that you are unhappy in private to get that point across that you think that you would like to see the ball more?
Well, you know, yeah, there is. You know, there is a way, and that's usually the way it's handled. And, it was understood at some point, that I had to, just play with what we had and the way we was winning games. And so, I had no problem with that.
But did you go? Did you talk to Norv about the way you were being used?
Yeah, we had conversations about it. I mean, this has been going on 2 years, so we had conversations about it.
LaDainian Tomlinson here on Double X 1090. People have asked me with regards to your future, not just in a Charger uniform, but about the R word. You know which word that is. Is retirement in any way, shape, or form part of any consideration for you moving forward?
No. No, I'm not ready to retire. I still love the game, have a lot of passion for the game, and feel like I can contribute to it. So not at this time.
What kind of scenario or situation, if you're moving forward here, what would be some of the things that you're looking forward to in 2010 as a player, assuming that you're not going to retire? You know, what's important to you here moving forward?
Just still chasing after the dream of winning the championship. That's the number one goal. I feel like, you put your body through a lot to play this game, but, you want to be able to, to win a championship at some point and be able to feel what it's feel like to, hold that trophy.
What do you think would be the alternatives if it's not here? Do you see a scenario where that might be a higher probability somewhere else? I mean, do you think that you could do that someplace else more than you can have that opportunity here?
No, I mean, I won't, obviously there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. So, I won't even speculate on that type of stuff,
When you guys talk about it, and you mentioned, your numbers and such, and they were down in career lows, and obviously anybody with an ounce of pride would say that they would be disappointed with that. And we're talking to LaDainian Tomlinson here. I've heard a lot of people, LT, and I don't know how much you listen, but a lot of people assume that the reasons for those numbers being down is your offensive line and your offensive philosophy as a team. Is that the reason why? How much of that is you being where you are in your career? How much of that is the circumstances around you?
Well, I mean, I won't never throw anybody under the bus. I'm always stand up and take responsibility for situations, and I feel like, I could have did a lot better this year, even with what I had. But at the same time, I think it speaks for itself, just, us, period, no matter who was running the ball this year, the kind of success we had, it really wasn't there.
The commitment to running wasn't there?
Well, I mean, not all the time it wasn't, But I think there obviously were a time when we had to commit to the run, obviously, at the end of the Dallas game when we committed to it. But there were certain times where, no, we didn't. We went with what we, what we knew and was winning with, throwing the football.
So for this team moving forward, we see it. We mean, the Jets are a great example of it, and I think, Minnesota and New Orleans are great examples of it as well. For you guys as a team, you're still a Charger. For you guys as a team, how much better does the running game need to get?
I think it needs to get a whole lot better. I think, it just needs to be a little bit more balanced effective.
LaDainian Tomlinson here on Double X 1090. LT, obviously, this has been a tough week, and for the last few years, you guys have made the playoffs a lot. Is there anything that you can put your finger on what would it take for this group, for this core group, to get over the hump and break through and get to that Super Bowl?
I don't know. You know, I think, you know, this group just keeps working at it, and, you know, hopefully the experience this group has been through over the last years, you know, will help in some of these games to help them get over the hump.
You obviously have a lot of friends in this league, and just to name one, Junior Seau, some pretty heavy decisions coming down the road, you would think, for you, LaDainian. Are there people out there outside of family or in family that you turn to whose advice you'll seek here when some of these decisions pop up?
Yeah, there's guys that obviously I'll talk to. You know, I won't name them, but, you know, I've got a lot of different guys I can go to and talk to.
Are you in just a wait-and-see mode now with what the Chargers want to do, since they have the option of bringing you back, and I guess technically you're under contract? Is there any way that you could come to a conclusion and let them know of your opinion and what your desires are?
Well, I think in the right time, I'm sure that will happen. You know, I'm sure I'll be able to, you know, tell my feelings on the situation. I don't think that'll be a problem.
Yeah, obviously a little time needs to elapse first, right, before you go in there. Don't make emotional decisions, like they say.
No, that won't happen.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked about your relationship with Norv Turner, and I just wonder if maybe you could clear it up for us here, because people speculate about you and Norv never quite seeing eye to eye on things. What is your relationship like with your head coach?
We have a good working relationship. You know, he's the boss, and, you know, I play for him and, you know, try my best for him.
Okay, that's fair, you know, because everybody comes to their own conclusions, as you can imagine, LaDainian.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What did you think when you're watching this game this weekend? You talk about how much it represented maybe your best chance to get to a Super Bowl as a player. When you're watching that game unfold, what's going through your mind when you see some of the stuff here that we haven't seen all year long with the penalties and especially the self-inflicted wounds, you know, the 15-yard penalties? What's going through your mind when you're seeing this stuff?
We're blowing it. I mean, that's what only thing I can think about, you know, was how could we wait to now to do this? You know, we've talked about this, you know, and we did some of the same stuff that we did before.
I was stunned by it. I can't imagine on the sideline. What's it like when you're seeing you guys, as you just described it, you're seeing yourselves blow it?
There's nothing, you know, there's nothing you can do. You know, you just, you know, soak it in, and, you know, you hate the feeling. You know, it's there's no other feeling like it, you know. And so, I don't know. You know, it's hard to think anything at that point.
People have wondered and asked me about a lack of leadership inside the Chargers locker room. I think people would point to you and say, because of tenure and status and who you are, and because of your character, that you're a leader on this team. Do you think that there is any concerns with a lack of leadership as it relates to the Chargers?
No, that's not... That's not an area that's lacking on this team. You know, there's guys that, you know, that are great leaders in that locker room, and they lead by example. And, you know, obviously when it needs to be said, it's said. So I don't think that's a position, a point that's lacking.
So you see, there's enough of a presence in that locker room, guys like you came up with, guys like Rodney Harrison and guys like Junior Seau. There's enough of that accountability here amongst the players, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, just from my experience and, you know, being in that locker room.
How much longer do you want to play anyway? You know, being a running back in this league isn't, you know, it's nice when things are going well, but you go through a lot of punishment. Any idea how much longer you want to play? I mean, how does the body feel after another season?
I mean, you know, I'm not going to really, you know, put a number on it just because, you know, I enjoy the game and I really, you know, I just love playing, you know, but You know, I think whenever I feel like, you know, my body is just not holding up and I'm not recovering like I should, and you know, I still yet to have a serious injury where I require surgery. You know, so I'm doing okay right now.
If indeed, LT, this is the this is it for you in a Charger uniform, is there anything from a platform that you'd want to say to the fans? I know some of the media guys you shook hands with on the way out. Maybe that was just an end of the season thing. But if this is it, anything you want to say, or too soon?
Well, no, I think it's too soon. You know, if the right time comes, then obviously I will say, you know, say how I feel. But the fans have always been great to me. You know, I've enjoyed it.
And too soon, just on the just for fans that are joining us late here, no read one way or the other as to whether or not you think you'll be back next year.
No read. You know, it's anybody's guess at this point.
What'd you learn about this scenario from last year, by the way?
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess beat myself up, you know, about it. You know, it is what it is, the business part of it. There's no loyalty, you know, and that's just the way it is. You know, I think, you know, the one thing, really, I think we talk about the business part of it, but you really actually have to, you know, consider yourself a business person, you know, individually. And, you know, that's how you got to go about you know, doing business in this league.
And on the business side, I know this has been suggested here. If you are to come back, people think maybe it would be for less money than you're contracted for. Is that even an option?
Nope.
That's it. So it's current contract or adios.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, LT, we appreciate it. Like I said earlier, I think everybody can hear it in your voice. How disappointed you are, and I think people really, really respect that, and I know I do as well. And thank you very much. Enjoy your off season, by the way. And this will be an interesting off season for you, not only on the football front, but on the home front, huh?
Yeah, it will be.
You're painting rooms and picking names.
As I said, it's all good things. It's all blessings. So, you know, have nothing to worry about. Thanks, Darren.
See you, LaDainian. Thank you.
All right.
All right. That's LaDainian Tomlinson there.